So you can just click on menu and go to programming. Menu's on the top left. We're going to be starting basic Scratch programming, so we'll start with making the cat move 10 steps. So we'll need to first have a control button.
That is South Fayette High School freshman Parv Srivastava. He is teaching a room full of teachers how to use a very basic programming language known as Scratch, which teachers of all levels and subjects are finding useful. The fairly basic language uses blocks of pre-written code to, in this instance, make a cartoon cat move on a computer screen. After the teachers mastered that skill, Srivastava taught them how to use Scratch to program a small computer to fire off LEDs on command. He says teaching teachers was a great experience.
It's a little weird at first, but it's you get used to it. And it's great.
The teacher shared his assessment, but with a little more enthusiasm.
We're feeling very accomplished right now, actually. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
That's Ryan Puz and Emily Ripricht. Ruprecht says it was mind-blowing how much Srivastava knows about the programming language and electronics at such a young age. Both Puz and Ruprecht are recent college graduates who were substitute teachers last year. They say they need to have the skills they were learning in the Summer Institute class if they are to get their first permanent teaching jobs.
Children now, they truly are a different type of learner.
Programs like the Raspberry Pi, it's really what's up and coming, and it's so prevalent in society today. They've been trained at such a young age. You see two-year-olds walking around with their mom or dad's phone, so we're the ones catching up and learning how to implement it and use it. So
and evolve, really, and evolve the curriculum, and evolve what we're used to, and kind of step outside our comfort zone in that way.
For the last 4 years, the South Fayette School District has held a Summer Institute to train area teachers to spark more innovative thinking and problem solving in their students. South Fayette Director of Technology and Innovation Eileen Owen says the idea to have students teach the teachers came after watching students teach the Python computer programming language to each other. They realized teachers might also like to learn the language.
Professionals were very busy and didn't have a lot of time to devote to this, so we took the students who have been teaching, and then we assigned them to be teachers.
Among those tapped by Owens was rising senior Ashumi Rokadia.
It felt really cool, just kind of like flipping the roles, I guess, just because, and I like, personally, the reason I like to teach is just because it helps me like learn better, and so that's kind of what I like about it. And teaching the teachers was most definitely a little bit intimidating at first. We were very worried in the beginning, but they were all really nice, and it was really fun.
Bethel Park school teacher Christine Robb was in one of the programming classes taught by students.
Their point of reference of how they came about things was really intriguing to me because it was very different than what I've done as teaching, being a programming teacher. So it was really cool to see how they came at things from a different point of view.
That different point of view was on display as three middle school students taught teachers how to use the Microsoft product OneNote. The students, including 8th grader Ariel Radonovic, were asked to help the teachers understand not only how to use the product, but also what it's like to use OneNote from a student's perspective.
I thought, wow, this will be interesting, it'll be different, but yay.
How did they respond to you?
They liked it, they were asking a lot of questions, and they seemed to like our answers, so it was a good experience.
South Fayette's Eileen Owen says they also embedded students along with the teachers in a few of the classes as fellow learners. The goal was to help the teachers better understand how their students will receive the new concepts. Owen says they are already making plans to use students in next year's workshops. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.